Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at it than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Chris Barbosa. I'm a Fort McMurrayan.
There you go. I love it. Okay, so you've been on the show before.
Yes.
But you're with your beautiful wife.
Yes.
And today you're just back on a solo mission.
Sort of on a solo mission, yep.
There we go. Now, I know you came here to talk about something, but we had a conversation that we just stopped abruptly so we could capture it on this podcast. Me and Tanner went to Burger King today. And we asked you, when was the last time you went up to Burger King? Because I'm going to give Burger King in Fort McMurray some shine in a second. You've never been to Burger King?
Not up here, no.
Let's talk about that. So, like, do you eat Burger King? You just drive through, or you've never actually sat?
No, I've never, up here, I've never eaten at Burger King.
How long have you lived up here for?
10 years.
So you're just like, do you like other fast foods?
Some, yeah.
What's your fast food, like, where do you frequent, if not Burger King?
Lately, DQ.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. Yep.
Let's talk about it. What do you get at Dairy Queen?
Well, the Blizzard, of course.
Yes?
Yeah.
What Blizzard? No, we're going to grill you on this one.
What
kind of Blizzard are we talking about here?
What was the last one I had? Oreo pie Blizzard? Yeah. No, was it Oreo pie or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pie? Yeah.
Tanner, you can get in on this because these mics will pick you up. So, with the Blizzard, you mix it up from time to time or like, because you just said two. So like.
Yeah. I mean, I always try something different every time.
Wild. And when you go there, are you getting like burgers, fries, or are you just strictly ice cream?
Last few times we've tried their burger.
Okay.
Whatever the number two combo is, was my last adventure.
Okay.
So I've worked my way up to number two. That tells you how far I've gotten onto the menu there on
nice.
The burger side.
Nice.
Very pleased with it so far.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we love to like eat all types of food, and Burger King is out of the way. So it's kind of like, it's a treat to get it because it's not often that you get it, but like, Burger King is not a treat in regards to, like, the fast food places. Some might even call it last place.
Yep, some would.
I'm not one of them. But I like Burger King. But anyways, the Ghost, what was it called? The Ghost Nuggets?
Ghost Pepper Nuggets.
Yeah, we tried them today. They weren't
ghosty.
That spicy. I think they're going, like Tanner was saying earlier, they're, like, leaning in hard on Halloween ghosts more than, like, a pepper that's going to, like, take you out.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So, because we're talking about food, what's your favorite pizza place in town to go to?
Pizza. Again, you're hitting me on things we don't really do too much of.
So, where do you go then?
Yeah. Are you just like at home cooking out of a guard?
We mostly cook at home. We mostly go to the grocery store and we cook our own.
What do you cook?
Thank you.
What's your favorite meal to cook?
My wife, through unfortunate circumstances that turned out very fortunate to me.
Yeah.
I had to stay with my grandmother for a bit, and she picked up how my grandmother cooks, and it's like I've never left my childhood.
What?
Yeah.
You are the luckiest man alive.
Yep.
What kind of dish is she cooking for you?
Hungarian paprikash, every kind of Hungarian soup you can think of.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And she, Leisha, experiments. Like, she'll go from curries to a new pork chop recipe that I would never even mix those ingredients together, but they're phenomenal.
Nice.
So I get really, really spoiled. So fast food.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need it.
Yeah. They're like the one-off treat. That's why I'm at number two for the burger.
That's right. Wild. What a lucky dude. Because, like, food is so memorable, like how my mom makes macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
My mom makes it that way. So like when my wife or somebody else makes it, you're like, yeah, it's good, but it doesn't taste the way like I remember it.
Yeah.
So to have that like memory every time you're eating,
yeah,
blast from the past.
It's almost like a carbon copy.
Wow. Yeah. Not too many people can say that.
No, I think very few.
So yeah.
Out of all the unfortunate circumstances that happened,
yeah,
I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
That was the win.
Yeah.
There's always silver linings.
Always right. A silver lining, yep.
So you came in to talk about something in particular, though. It's an art showing of, yeah?
Yeah, Leisha has an art show going down in McDonald Island right now.
Okay.
And she's based it basically on like silver linings, rainy days.
Yeah.
And she's incorporated ASL.
Yeah.
Into her artwork.
Right.
And she sort of put a little book together.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's happening now.
That's cool. So this is at the, in the Kirsten Center, like
yes.
That wing?
Yes.
Okay, we were just there for an art showing of some Indigenous art there a few weeks ago.
Yes, that was in there, yeah.
Okay, and so how long is the art exhibit taking place for in there?
It's on until October 30th.
October 30th. Okay, so you got a few weeks in there.
Yeah.
So how did that all kind of come together? Is that because of the work that you guys do at Keanu, or not Keanu, at the library, and they saw? Like, how was that relationship fostered?
Leisha, honestly, I think she sort of reached out and asked what it would take to do something in there, and they saw who she was and what she did, and were like, yep, we'll give you this date this year. And
cool.
She had this idea for an exhibition, and in six months she whipped this out.
Wow, that's wild. And you guys had the, I don't know what they call it. We've had one here. What do you call it on the daybreak of the art? Like the...
The premiere.
Like, yeah. We did have a little yeah. event with close friends and
yeah.
the people that helped inspire what Leisha was doing, and also a photographer that helped capture those moments, so she had references for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so in that hallway, like, is it all on the main? I'm going to go check it out, but I figured I might as well ask so they
go
know
ahead.
At home.
Yeah.
Is it all on that main focal wall?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's three additional pieces that are right across from that focal wall.
Really? So yeah. There's a bunch of art there. That's a long wall.
Yeah, about 20-something pieces, some of them pretty big.
Wow. And so she's done that post-surgery.
Yes. She had absolutely no artistic talent
right.
beforehand.
Which is unbelievable, because
yeah.
Tanner missed that episode we were filming in the library, so
yes.
I was telling him about it afterwards. And then he saw the piece of art that like I brought back, and he was just like, dude, she didn't know how to make a stick figure is what she was telling
yeah.
me. And he's like, that's wild.
Yeah.
And
just better and better every time she puts pencil to paper.
Yeah, no doubt. So we asked random questions here, so I'm just going to jump into another random question.
Hit me
you guys it. Are eating at home often,
yep.
which means you're probably at home more than not.
Yes.
What are you guys watching on television?
There's
or do you even watch television?
There you go. There's another question. We don't have cable in a traditional sense.
Mm-hmm.
Who does? Maybe streaming.
Yes.
The odd time. Personally, me, my influences sort of dictate what we watch, and I'm a big Marvel, Star Wars kind of fan, so yeah, Disney Plus is a must.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you think was the best show to watch when you were growing up?
Depends on what age. Like, when I was young, it was a battle between G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Oh. Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that my brother and I used to just run into the bedroom and sit down and watch G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And then as you got older, what kind of...
As I got older, I got away from TV, but I always used to like watching the nostalgic Star
yeah.
Wars or
yeah.
fall back onto that.
Yeah. So. How do you think, and I haven't watched any, so I'm asking your opinion on this one. How do you think these new Star Wars series, have you watched any of like the, what's it called, Mandalorian?
Yeah, the Mandalorian, Ahsoka.
Have you watched any of these new renditions?
Oh, like, of course, yeah.
Okay, of course, yeah. The last one I watched was the movie where real Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Mark Hamill.
He was in it, and he was doing the cool like laser trick, and he wasn't really there kind
mm-hmm.
of deal. That was the last one I saw. So I haven't seen all these new renditions. How do the TV shows and series play into like what you grew up watching as a child?
I find the TV shows hit more home to like
really?
When I grew up as a kid.
Okay.
There's a really good storyline to it, kind of is going away from sort of the controversy of those last few films that were made.
Yeah.
And just really, really fan, really fan-based thing in that one.
Like, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah. The movies are okay. Like, I grew up on the original ones.
Yeah.
And then I remember when, like, the following three came out, how you'd have to line up to go see them. And before that, they re-released the original three with extra footage.
Yep.
So I remember going to the theater here, like, waiting in line, skipping school. Sorry, not sorry. Like, I was going to these things. But then I found, like, they were making them kind of like a factory would make it. And so, like, I watched Han Solo.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's not horrible, but it's like, you know? And so I haven't given any of the series a fair shake at it. So you think they're...
I think coming from, like, what you do, I would go with Andor.
Okay.
And that will sort of, like, it's not, it's tied to Star Wars, but not, and it's a great storyline, great acting.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of game set.
Okay, and I got Disney, too, so I can jump on and watch that. So, the Marvel Universe. Now, here's another question, because we're on this topic of discussion. I saw the last Marvel. Mm-hmm. What was it called, like... Game Ender or Endgame?
Endgame, yeah.
Endgame. That whole Marvel series, like how they weave 20-plus movies all together to, like, hit. Unbelievable. They made series that tied in. They made video games that tied in. So they had that one pinnacle movie. So the MCU has changed dramatically now. Mm-hmm. You're watching it. How are they still able to, like, keep that story, all those stories lying running now that they don't have, like, an end goal per se?
For me, it kind of looks like they've put too many irons in the fire.
Okay.
So, like you were saying, like, you watch it and it's like, oh, it's a great movie, like, the Solo series, it was great.
Yeah.
I'm finding that the Marvels are kind of like that.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like, some are really good, and then you're like, why did you even make this one? It just
too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't keep up. Like, I'm a casual watcher, so if I was a casual watcher, I don't want to have to watch 8 movies to be able to watch Endgame.
That's right. You know? That's right.
I'm way too far behind now. I didn't see the big one before Endgame. Like, I can't go see Endgame.
Yeah.
20 years from now, you're going to have 300 movies that you're going to have to catch up on just to find figure out what's going
on. That's right.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so for some of these series, like, I've just had to be like, you know what? I think I saw it at the pinnacle. Let's walk away from it. But I was such a big Star Wars fan. But, like, I kind of feel like Tanner right now. Like, they're almost running away. That, like, when can you jump in? Because I'm, like, at least 3 or 4 movies behind. So I'm like, can you jump into a series being that far behind?
That's why I recommended Andor.
Yeah.
Because it would tie back to the original series.
The original ones.
Just a tinge.
Yeah.
But it's a great storyline and great acting.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. This is their, like... I know, like, you came in last minute. We were going to speak about something else. This is the randomness that is mine and Tanner's go-to. As far as music is concerned, what kind of music do you guys listen to now?
We run a gamut. Yeah. I mean, mostly probably stuff that's a little bit more offbeat. Like, Leisha really likes listening to, like, classical or things that have instrumental to it.
Right.
Cello's been a big one in our house.
Okay.
Like, it just, especially for her, really calms her down. And
yeah.
I find after probably dealing with a very stressful day that I have every day,
right,
it's amazing how classical music or that, just the presence of a classical instrument
right.
can really bring you down.
That's right. And was that the case prior to the surgery as well, or is that something you guys have found after the case?
After the case, I don't think we didn't really listen to too much music. It was more like the pop culture kind of stuff,
right?
But afterwards, it's, you know, you find some of these, like, I almost want to say, like, indie artists, like, they're you know, they're like from TIFF or something. They don't, not your mainstream, but they just great vocals, great music, sort of throwing up a band somewhere in the middle of the street and playing a song,
It's like your guy's life to me is so fascinating because, like, obviously, nobody wants to go in for surgery and have their life potentially altered, and it was altered. Mm-hmm. However, like, the after effects of what has transpired have made you guys, like, super interesting, super eclectic. Like, you're like, there's, like, a bunch of these wins that have come out of something that, like, at first, while you're going through it, I have to assume, like, was a horrible circumstance.
So much like Leisha's art, it's about taking a rainy day and really, like, as bad as it can be, Yeah. There always has to be a silver lining. There's right. always a positive you can make from it.
Yeah.
And I think being fluid and being able to change with mm-hmm. that has helped us.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. Going through that, you know, most people would break apart. And a lot of people that we know
yeah.
going through that brain surgery have broken apart. But,
right.
you know, we've used that to make us stronger.
Yeah.
And everything around us stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's admirable. And you can see it. Like, when I met you guys down at the library, I'm like, man, these guys are cool. And then, like, you started you hear more about your story and, like, how it continues to evolve. And you're just like, what a great spirit the two of you guys have. It's, like, really awesome to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, dude. So, listen, these are a little bit shorter because we're on backup cameras right now, unfortunately.
Totally get it.
But before I cut you loose, just like last time, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you, Fort McMurray, for always being awesome. And know the holidays are coming up, so just love on each other and be safe out there.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.